Two Scoops with Ben Plotnick and Justin Saccone on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So today we're just going to do some talking, play some music, enjoy. We're going to play our first song while I get the station set up. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello, and we're back. That was This Is The Day by The off of Soul Mining. Justin, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Justin. I'm a new on WMFO. I guess I'm officially a guest right now, but I'm getting trained.
Yeah, he's getting trained
and,
soon.
And we're Two Scoops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, named after the Raisin Bran ad campaign. So you want to talk a little bit about the theme for today?
Yeah, so...
Wait, what time is your show? Our show is Mondays at 4.
Got a little mix up here.
Yeah.
All right, so our logo is the Two Scoops guy, the Raisin Bran guy.
Yeah.
He's got his two scoops of raisins, and we're in those scoops. Those are our faces.
Yeah, yeah. And currently, you can only see it if you're friends with me on Facebook, but I assure you, it is a great, great image.
Or if you have me on Snapchat.
Oh, true, true.
But yeah, so our poster for this week is the Two Scoops man in the sky, and it's all very bright and happy. So our first theme is just happy, upbeat music for those Monday blues, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We apologize in advance if, you know, there are going to be some pretty corny tracks, but, you know, we tried to hit a lot of genres and...
No apologies.
No apologies. There's also not a lot of, like, great, happy music. There's definitely better, like, sad music, so, you know.
There's an hour of good, happy music.
Oh, at least many hours, but beside the point. So, yeah, thanks for listening and enjoy the next track.
I can't hold you now. If you want to fly, can't you see I'm all broke up inside? I'll choose to use your two X-ray eyes. Hurt like kryptonite. Put me on my knees. Now that
So we apologize. There was a scheduling hiccup. And so you can actually listen to Two Scoops Sundays at 4. So we're going to sign off and enjoy the next show, Sweet Corn. Thanks.
It's Sweet Corn. Listen up.
Look out the left, the captain said, the light's down there, that's where we'll land. I saw a falling star burn up above the Las Vegas sand. It wasn't the one that you gave to me that night down south between the trailers. Not the early one that you can wish upon. Not the northern one that guided in the sailors. Oh, star bright, you've got the loving that I like, all right. Turn this crazy bird around, I shouldn't have gone on this flight tonight. You got the touch so gentle and sweet, but you got that look so critical. Now I can't talk to you, baby, I get so weak. Sometimes I think love is just mythical. Up there's the heavens, down there's the town. Blackness everywhere and little light shine. Oh, darkness, blackness, dragging me down. Come on, light the candle in this poor heart of mine. Oh, star bright, you got the love that I like, all right. Sweet champagne, got the headphones up high. Can't numb you out, can't drum you out of my mind. They're playing goodbye, baby, baby, goodbye. Ooh, love is blind. Up go the flaps, down go the wheels. I hope you got your heat turned on, baby. I hope they finally fixed your automobile. Hope it's better when we meet again, baby. All right, turn this crazy bird around. Shouldn't have gone on this flight tonight.
All right. So, it is February 5th. It's 4:13. Nothing has changed. I'm still at the same time I've always been at, always being since last September. So, you're listening to Sweet Corn. I don't know what else is up. Today's show is going to loosely revolve around traveling because I love traveling and I'm doing it again this weekend. I'm going to Mexico City for an art fair, which is kind of a dumb way to spend a weekend if you live in Boston, but turns out the flights are really cheap to Mexico City from here, so if you weren't keyed into that. Also, I think I watched the Super Bowl last night. I think for the first time the whole way through ever. I grew up in Ohio, that's the name of my show, and had to go to a lot of Super Bowl parties, but I think I would either usually leave early or, you know, whatever, like not watch it, like just go eat the like weird crazy food that the Midwest invents during Super Bowl season, like deep fried Oreo chocolate truffles, incredible. You can eat like three and then you puke, but they're so good. But yeah, I went to the Women's Center at Tufts last night and watched the whole damn thing. So, good for me, I guess. It's not too often that you sit in the same room as a bunch of posters about intersectional feminism and watch the Super Bowl. So, pretty cool. Had a good time. Yeah, but like I said, I'll be going to Mexico City on Thursday. But don't worry, I'll be back before our show next week. And I'm just going to play some songs that I like that involve traveling. So we started out with This Flight Tonight by Joni Mitchell, who's a perennial favorite. And next, we're going to listen to Francoise Hardy. We got some Cocteau Twins coming up. Big ol' mix of stuff. And then we'll sort of fray out from the theme. Because who needs it, you know? All right. And then in the back right now, I'm going to, for the whole show, during when I'm talking, I'm going to be playing No by Nicholas Jarre. I don't know how to say his last name, to be totally honest.
Aucun Boeing sur mon transit. Aucun bateau sur mon transat. Je cherche en vain la porte exacte. Je cherche en vain. Je chante pour les transistors, le récit de l'étrange histoire de mes anneaux transitoires, de belles boîtes à mon guitar. Je t'aime et je crains de m'égarer, et je sème des grains de pavots sur les pavés de ces photos de l'Asie que j'ai prises à tout sans hasard. Maintenant que tu n'es pas là, leurs couleurs vives ont parlé. J'ai cru entendre les hélices d'un cadre moteur, mais hélas, c'est un ventilateur qui
All right, so that was Frances Hardy with Lana Moore, Cocktail Twins with Lorelei, and Devendra Banhart's Never Seen Such Good Things. I haven't listened to Devendra Banhart in a while, but I really love his music. Yeah, so it's 4:25, it's Monday, it's actually pretty nice out today. So that's good. Trying to think of interesting things. I don't know. If nothing else, I'll plug the new exhibition that's up at my place of work. I work at the Carpenter Center for the Visual Arts at Harvard, and there's a really like pretty good show up right now. Yeah, all about like repetition, space, embodied space, a lot of installation art buzzwords, which hopefully I'll be learning more about this semester. Yeah, so that's interesting. I was really busy all weekend. I don't know. Right, I'll probably just keep playing music. I have a pretty long playlist tonight. Started late because of a scheduling problem. Yeah, so next we're gonna do, we're gonna diverge a little bit. Actually, no, not yet. We won't diverge yet. The middle song is by Jean-Michel Jarre. you have to say it really arrogantly or it doesn't count. That's the thing with European techno artists. You like better say it with an accent or you're obviously do not have enough hubris. Speaking of hubris, Pitchfork had a really funny review of Justin Timberlake's latest album. You may know Justin Timberlake from his recent performance at the Super Bowl, which was like fine. I don't know. I don't really care. But Pitchfork used the word hubris like 6 times in the review. It's pretty good. Also ironic coming from Pitchfork, which is like indie hubris all the way. But anyway, thinking about hubris.
Driving the ocean, she's getting thin. You were growing gray.
So that was Swim Good by Frank Ocean. That's a single from a little while ago. Oxygen Part 4 by Jean-Michel Jarre, which is a record that I got the last time I was in Mexico City. So we'll go back to that. But he's French, I think. French electronic artist from the 70s and 80s. Kind of a precursor to a lot of music that is pretty popular right now in a lot of ways. And then Interstate by Big Thief, and that's from their first major album, Masterpiece. And I'm going to read you a PSA, as I must. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, numbers in nature. An interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. From the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. The 1,700 square foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Education Radio. I do love math and science sometimes. Not so much lately, but nothing gets me going like a good math test. That being said, I don't know if you can make an installation mirror maze in this day and age without referencing Yayoi Kusama explicitly. That seems a little rude, but you know, what can I do? She doesn't love math and science. Maybe she probably does, actually. So I will forge ahead, play you some more music. Yeah. Remember to take out your trash. That is all I can say. It's a good reminder for everyone here.
Driving on 9.
thanks to everyone who listened, who was my parents. Also, I got the package you sent. Thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna go work on some sound mixing for a class. If we're lucky, by the end of the semester, I'll know how to make music, and then I can play it on here. So I'm sure I'll say goodbye before the show is over, but you've been listening to Sweet Corn back at the normal time. That was the new Palm song that we just heard. They're working on a new album, which is exciting because they make really good music. Alright, we're going to end with two more songs related to distance, traveling, places, whatever. And then I'm going to end with a song by Cherry Glazer. I haven't listened to them in a while, but they were one of my favorite bands in high school. So, you know, I guess it's nice to revisit that.